Okay, welcome to episode two of The Dollop. Dave Anthony's The Dollop. Is it The Dollop with Dave Anthony? Is it Dave Anthony's The Dollop? Is it just The Dollop? Fuck, I don't know. It's hard. It's hard starting a new podcast. That's one of the major issues. We're going to work through it, though. Going to get through it, you guys. So. I need theme music. Anybody want to make me some theme music? I need a theme. Something hard-hitting. I need classy. Something sexy, but also murdery. So, here's how I'm going to do the dollop. I'll be sitting around my house. Something will strike me that I want to talk about, and then I'm going to go and record it. And it might not be a whole episode, and then I might stop, and then I'll wait until the mood hits me again. And then when I have a half hour of bullshit, I'll fucking throw it up, and you can listen to it and be like, "Yeah, you're average at best." Here's the reason it's taken so long to record a second dollop. So I live in this apartment building. And I think during the first one, you heard the dog, right? That's a good situation. So I had to try to find a nice window where the dog wasn't barking so I could sit in my son's room and talk into a fucking microphone. So the building starts screeching. Like, the building that we live in starts screaming like a maniac. What happened was, I guess there's a pump or a seal on the front of the building where all the water comes through. And the seal was broken, or the pump was broken, or not even a pump. It's a fucking valve. Valve! Oh, I'm not a fan of words. So the valve is broken, and it starts making, like, the highest pitch squeal you've ever heard. Like dogs are screaming. People who walk by the apartment building die. They die. It's so fucking horrible. So anytime someone uses a toilet, there's four units. A toilet, or a sink, or a shower, or God forbid a fucking washing machine, or a dishwasher. The whole building starts going, like, it's insane. So bad that the guy who lives two buildings down, who I call the loud guy, opens up his window when I'm walking by, and he goes, "What the fuck is with your building?" And I'm like, I don't have any power over my building. So I call the landlord lady, who, fuck her, you know, she's just like, "Yeah, okay." Like, doesn't do anything. Everyone in the building's complaining about it. Like, what the fuck are you doing? The guy next door has a one-year-old, and he's like, "Give me your landlord's email, because I'm going to murder someone because my one-year-old is waking up all the time because in the middle of the night." So we're living with this for like a fucking month, and everyone in the neighborhood wants to burn the building down. And so finally the neighbor, who's a lawyer, sends a letter, and all of a sudden it's fixed. Oh, God, I hate people. I don't like them. Not you guys. You guys are great. Everybody else, seriously? What's happening? That's a pause, dramatic pause. So the reason that I am doing a dollop today is because I was reading the news about the Pope. Now, I have not kept up with the Pope. I don't have like a Google Pope alert. I'm not a big Pope guy. I don't keep up with the Pope's business because it's an archaic, crazy, almost wizard-like position. It's fucking insanity. I don't even know what's happening. So he's what? He talks to God? I don't know what's... He makes the rules for a bunch of God followers, even though he doesn't actually talk to... Shouldn't the guy making the rules be talking to God? Or he's just like the guy who goes, "I know God the best. I'm like the top God guy." And then he gets picked, and then they're all like, okay, he gets to make the rules. It's fucking insane. So I started reading up on the Pope, and because people are mad at this Pope. There's Pope controversy already. Guy's been in for like a month and a half, couple of months. People are fucking flipping out. And it all started with he started washing feet, which I'm against. I think if you're an old man and you're like, hey, I want to wash somebody's feet, I think everyone's answer should be no. You're like a creep. Like if I'm an old man and I'm like, hey man, I'm gonna come down to your house, I'm gonna wash your feet, and then I'm gonna head out of there. You'd be like, what are you talking about? I'm just gonna come down and wash your feet. I'm gonna come down and do a little rubby dub, get a little something in between the cracks there. I'm just gonna clean her out. I'm gonna clean out your foot. No, you're not, and you're gonna stay away from me, and you're gonna stay away from my family. I don't want you near my fucking dogs. Okay, get the fuck out of my house. That's how you treat a guy who wants to wash feet. But apparently, it's like a thing because Jesus washed the feet of the disciples. I think that's what they're called. Fuck, I should have looked that up. I went to a fucking Catholic school. Did I pay attention? No. So Jesus, before the Last Supper, he gave a little scrub-a-dub to everybody's feet. He's like, hey, this would be great. This would be a good pre-dinner thing, and then I'm going to eat food. I'm going to rub your feet, and then I'm going to pick up some chicken and put that in my mouth with my hands. So he washed everybody's feet. So then I guess this became a thing where everyone's like, hey, you're the Pope. Jesus did it. Maybe you should do that just because, you know, it's bullshit. We have to listen to all your crap all the time and take your orders. So maybe you wash feet once in a while. And I think that all bosses should wash feet. That should be like a law. I don't know what other countries you guys have, but in America, it should be a law that you should be able to walk up to your boss at Taco Bell and go, hey, check it. My dogs are dirty and I'm going to need you to hop on up to the sink because I'm going to throw my shit in there and you're going to scrub it down. You're going to fucking scrub it hard. Okay, boss man. Maybe it would keep everybody on the same level because then he still gets to tell you what to do. But every once in a while, you got to be like, hey, there's some shit in my toenails. I'm going to need you to get that out. So the Pope, he was chosen on March 13th. That was a big day for everybody, wasn't it? I still got a plaque on my wall. It just says March 13th. Nothing else. But I know what it means. So he was picked on March 13th, and everybody knew he was trouble from the get-go, because when he comes out to wave to everybody, he didn't have a cape on, right? He didn't have the red velvet cape, and everyone's like, oh, no, you didn't! Like, he came out sans cape like a fucking lunatic, right? He's like it's like walking around naked if you're a pope. You're like, fuck you, no cape? Yeah, that's how I'm doing things. I'm changing shit up. Guess what? New Pope in town, capeless. Dramatic pause. So the Pope comes out, and all the traditionalists are who's mad. The people who are like, I like everything the same. Like, you know, fuck. When you hear the word traditionalist, just substitute it for cunt, because you're just fucking relax. Shit changes. A dude's gonna come out not wearing a cape. You're going to have to fucking deal with that. Not everybody is going to wear the cape, man. Change it up a little bit. Accept a little capeless pope once in a while. It's going to be fine. It's going to be fine. So all the traditionalists were fucking pissed because they felt like he came out without the cape and he was like just flaunting his popiness and being like, hey, shit's going to change. Like it was like a message. It was like a message moment. Would have been a better message if he had come out like just bottomless. Just like, hey, Pope Dick, shit's going to get weird. That would have been a lot better. But he didn't. I live in a different world that's much better. So basically, when you become Pope, all the cardinals and the bishops, I don't know who's above who. I think the cardinals are top. The bird guys, they all have to like submit their obedience. What the fuck is this? It's like some David Koresh shit. Like they have to, all the cardinals have to submit their obedience. And this was strike number two against the Pope, because usually the Pope, when all the cardinals are like, dude, I'm going to do whatever you want. I'm your man. I'm here for you. You want me to kill a guy? I kill a guy. You want me to bring in a kid? You want me to do that? So they all have to say that they're going to do whatever he says. But usually, the Pope stands on a pedestal, so he's like above everybody. And I guess it's probably pretty fancy. It's probably little drawings, you know, some birds, maybe a boy, cherubish, like a cherubish, like a cherub situation with wings, and then maybe a donkey smoking a cigarette. I would imagine, you know, a little bit of fun. So he's supposed to stand on the pedestal and then look out at all the cardinals, and they're all like, whatever you want, bro. I think those are the exact words, whatever you want, bro. And then that's it. But this motherfucker, Pope Francis, no pedestal, bringing it, standing on the floor, like no cape, feet on the floor, crazy motherfucker. Like everyone was like, what in the fuck? Dude, you've been Pope for like 2 hours and you're blowing my shit. I'm ready to just kill myself. I'm a cardinal ready to, I'll fucking slice my neck right open right here because I don't want to do anything for you, motherfucker. So there's some shit going on. And who's really mad about this? The traditionalists are mad because the last Pope, Pope Heidi the touchy boy thing, he was bringing all the traditionalists in by doing a bunch of, he was like doing all the traditions and they were like, yay, it's like 1820 or not even that, like fucking the year four, like they're super into the old shit. They're old school. So they were into it. So now they feel like they've been slapped in the face. I mean, you know, you're into all this tradition and all of a sudden dude is not standing on a step stool and has got no cape on and you're like, fuck this! Like you can't, your whole mind is blown, right? So these guys are really, they're really upset. Shit's not going well. Shit's not going well for the traditionalists. It's a dark day. Clouds are coming over the Vatican. Gargamel is on the horizon. Shit's not good. So then the big moment happens. March 13th, Pope heads down to a juvenile hall, prison for kids. And he washes some feet down there. Pope says, I'm going to change up everything. I'm going to change up the image of the church. I want people to see us differently. So I'm going to go wash the feet of some kids. Like, What better move? Like, here's the deal. Everyone thinks we're pedophiles. So let's fucking switch that shit up and I'll just rub the feet. You know what I'm saying? Here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to find some young boys who are unable to flee because they're in prison. I'm going to gently wash their arches and shit. I'm going to get their feet all clean. No, I don't, it's not a fetish. It's not a fetish. I'm just cleaning boys' feet. So don't get up in my shit. It's not, there's no fucking fetish about it. I'm cleaning feet like Jesus did. Sure, they're boys. I mean, they might be, they're boys this time. And Jesus cleaned men's feet. But, you know, I'm getting to them early before their feet get super dirty. You understand, Your Honor? So, you know, I don't know why I'm in the courtroom because what I was doing was just, I was cleaning boys' feet, you know? You don't think children should be clean? Is that it? Look, I'm not wearing a cape. Anyway, I plead not guilty. So he goes, let's paint this picture. Pope Francis is 76 years old, right? He's an old dude. That's when people start looking at you going, oh, you're going to go soon. I'll probably be nice to you. You know, you're an old cute guy at that point, unless you're a terrible monster, which some old people turn into, like my grandfather and grandmother. Fuck them. They're horrible. But I assume the Pope's a sweet guy. You gotta be nice to get into the popery or popeship. You gotta be pretty cool, I would imagine. Nice, affable gentleman. So he's an old man, and I'm assuming he's a sweet old man. And he's like, hey, you guys want to check me out washing the feet of kids? And everyone was like, all right. I mean, if I was a prison official, I'd be like, hey, why don't you go somewhere else and clean feet? Like 40-year-olds or something. Like go find a Elks Lodge. Or they actually might be too old. Like, how about like a bowling league? And then after they take their feet out of their shoes after a night of bowling, you can wash those. Because it's a little more reasonable than you washing kids' feet. Because the kids, you know, they can't get away, and they're probably feeling awkward, and then they got to go out to play basketball the next day. Hey, what happened to you yesterday? Oh, a pedophile washed my feet. I'm sorry? Yeah, I was in my cell, and all of a sudden this old dude came in and washed my feet. Okay, well, I'm going to have to rape you. So, now that's not even the worst thing, right? So, everyone's like, all right, he's fucking washing the feet of poor people again. You know, that's a bummer. We're not into that shit. We want to ride around in Mercedes and have capes. Like, we don't actually, we're not into the feet washing in prisons. But he takes it one step further. Pope goes Pope crazy because he washed the feet of two girls. Snap. What the fuck? Pope gone crazy. He washed the feet. And everyone was like, what the fuck, man? You can't wash the feet of women. Their feet should be dirty. Like everyone, all these traditionalists lost their fucking shit. Like they can't believe what's happening because they're like, no, all the disciples were all bros. It was a bro on bro situation. This is not right. And if I was the Pope, I'd be like, yeah, I want to get some girls up in that shit. You know what I mean? I want to switch it up a little bit. And, okay, this is where it gets pretty upsetting. The Pope washed the feet of Muslim girls. What? I'm sorry. What the fuck is happening? Like, so in the traditionalist eyes, they're like, he washed the feet of the devil, demons. Like, they can't even begin to imagine what in the fuck is happening. And then, but the Pope was like, I'm trying to reach out to the Muslim world. And it's like, well, I don't know a lot about the Muslim world, but I think that one way to not reach out to them is fondle the naked feet of their children. Like, that might not be the best, like, hey man, I want to be your friend. Like, if a guy says, hey, I think we need to end our feud, and the way I'm going to do that is you send over some nubile, young, kind of naughty, you know what I mean? Couple young ladies who are living on the edge, may have been doing some bad shit, getting punished maybe like a, like sort of, like sort of they deserve a spanking or whatever, like, or they're mid-spank, maybe like they're on a 3-year spank situation. Why don't you send them over? And then to end our feud, and for me to show that I'm down with your business, I'm just gonna wash that naughty girl's feet. You know what I mean? I'm just gonna take her feet. I'm just gonna like, hey, little girl, you bad girl, you bad girl. You like this soap? Oh yeah, I'm poping you. So, I mean, the whole thing, the fact that an old dude can just wash young people's feet and everyone's like, oh, that's nice. The traditionalists aren't even mad for the right reason, which is a pedophile is washing kids' feet. I can't sit here and say the Pope is definitely a pedophile, but they've got some issues, right? Like they've got a little collection of pedophiles. Like they've definitely been like, hey, wink, nod, pedophile, come here, bro. So they've got a rep. So if you got a rep, you stay away from the shit that gives you said rep, such as washing children's feet. But I would say, like, I'd have more respect for the Pope if he went into this and he was like one-handed washing and just kind of jerking off with the other hand. Like that, for me, I'd be like, all right, so he's a little bit game. You know what I mean? He's got a little bit of game. That's a dramatic pause. That's a fucked up job, the Pope. Like, you should, if I was the Pope, I'd be like, hey, man, just bring me grapes and shit all day. Literally grapes and shit. Just bring me those two items. But I wouldn't be fucking washing, like, I guess that it's like, hey, I'm humble. But at the same time, it's like, well, you're walking around a cape and living in your own city. So maybe it's not all that much. Maybe if you gave up the Vatican to be an orphanage or something, I might be like, oh, fuck, holy shit, check your shit out. But if you take a couple of minutes out of your day and wash some kid's feet in a very creepy pedophilic fashion, then I would say you're not really, no, you're not doing it for me. You're not. Would you let the Pope wash your feet? That's a fucked up question. Because he's out there doing it, so you might be confronted by it at some point. Would you let the Pope wash your feet? I might, just because of the material. Like, I could probably get a solid 5 out of it. But other than that, like, if I wasn't a comedian, I wouldn't let an old dude wash my feet. That's fucked up. It's fucked up. And I certainly wouldn't wash his feet, because old people's feet are crazy. Like, they're like badger feet, talons, and it's a horror, and calluses, and it's a horrifying thing. So I feel sorry for those girls. I hope they get therapy. I'm sorry about the Muslim thing. You know, I know the traditionalists are upset. It's a bad job. Pope's a bad job. And now everyone's going to want to off him, right? They're all like, what the fuck did we do? We picked this guy and he's out there. What's going on? He's like washing kids' feet. It's like the Mad King from the Game of Thrones. Like, that's what they have on their hand. They got the fucking Mad King on their hand. They're going to have to take this guy out. This Pope does not live long. That's what I'm saying. This Pope is a temporary, quick-term Pope, because he's going to take a shank in the back. Do they still do that? The Cardinals? I think they do. Back in the day, they did a lot of that shit. All about it. I would never want a job. I'm so glad. Let me just say this. I'm so glad that I have the job. I've been a little depressed lately, but I'm so glad that I have the job that I have. Like, I could be depressed right now and be going in to just fill out a bunch of reports I used to work in workman's comp insurance. I could be going in and be depressed as I am and then filling out reports on some fucking bullshit guy hurt his finger. And then I got to talk to him. Fuck that. So I'm happy I have the job I have. I'm sure the Pope, he's like, yeah, I got to wash a few feet. So he's probably pretty happy. But I've been depressed. And so thankfully I don't work in one of those jobs where they say you're part of a team or whatever. I used to work in a bank. And it was called First something. First Interstate? First with cash. It was called the First Cashables. I worked at this bank, and I was a teller. I was like a part-time teller, and that was a goddamn dream job. You know what I mean? I mean, handing other people money and seeing how much money other people have while you're poor is really great. It just makes you feel better about yourself. So the job fucking sucks, right? You got to hand people money all day, and that's all. Here's money. Oh, can I have your money? Thank you. Like, you're not doing anything. And so morale's bad because the job sucks. And then the bank sends in a dude, and we have a big post-day meeting. So the bank shuts down at 5 or 6, and then we all go upstairs into the meeting room. And this dude comes in, and there's a board there. And he flips over the first page, and it says teamwork. And he goes, you guys are a team! And it's like, holy fuck, seriously? I'm not retarded. Like, I get it. You don't want to pay me another 50 cents. So you're going to make me try to feel better about the job by saying I'm a team. You're not a fucking team, because nobody's winning. It's not like a team is a bunch of dudes who have different levels of skill, and they all come together to accomplish a goal in which they all get the rewards. I'm a bank teller, motherfucker. At the end of the day, we're like, let's fucking split this shit up, man. Nice work. You did a great job with loans. No, you did a good job as a teller taking the money. Let's split the fucking cash up. That's not what happens. So fuck your team. The whole corporate bullshit of teamwork and that kind of, that's when you know you're in a shitty job. Now, there are jobs, like if you're making software or something, and there are literally, you get a team together and you guys all do your different things. But it's been bastardized by the corporate cunts of America. Like, you go into a Taco Bell, right? And you see, first of all, you see the poor bastard who has his plaque out front. And it's like, hey, Jesse's employee of the month, which is the most fucked up thing. Because number one, how did you get that? What'd you do? Make a bunch of awesome tacos? Like, did you just fucking bring it taco wise? And now you're reaping the rewards, which is a plaque on the wall. Congratulations. Public humiliation, because no one wants everyone to know they work at Taco Bell. Can I just hang in? Say I win Employee of the Month and I work at Taco Bell. Here's what I would like to do. I would like to be, my reward for that month is I would like to be anonymous. So I want to put on a pig mask and stir the beans in back. Is that cool? And then people can come in and go, oh, that guy won Employee of the Month. That's great. I'm proud to not know who he is, because he's living a beautiful life as a pig mask bean stirrer. It's a fucked up thing. That's all I'm saying. Employee of the Month, it's fucked up. It's bullshit. But then you come into work at Taco Bell and you're like, well, this is fucked up. Because I had better aspirations. Like when I was younger, I was like, hey, maybe I'll be a pilot and not a guy who puts meat in shells. Like you probably had, and even a lot of them are immigrants. And a lot of the immigrants have better educations than half the fucking Americans. Like there's guys driving cabs who have PhDs in organic chemistry. Like a lot of the guys driving cabs are so much fucking smarter than you that you have no clue. So that's the other thing. Like there's a lot of people who are much smarter than their bosses working at places like Taco Bell. So you go into Taco Bell and you see a sign on the wall that says teamwork. Your first reaction should be go fuck yourself. Now I want to pour hot beans on your head, which is, by the way, completely legal. Completely, if you work in a Taco Bell, completely legal to pour hot beans on your boss's head. No shit. Look it up. If you don't believe me, look it up. Check out the fucking law. Shit is real. So a bunch of corporate fucks were like, hey, let's not pay them more. Let's just tell them they're a part of a team, and then they'll feel like they have to work for each other, and they'll be letting each other down if they fuck up with the cheese. And so they actually sit there and go, you guys, this is teamwork. Like some dude is walking and going, hey, man, check it out. What's up? So I came here from Texas, and I'm super good at meat. I'm just really, really good at meat. Like, that's my deal. Like, you want me to put meat on a flat, soft tortilla situation? Bang, I got it. You want me to put it in a hard, curved shell? I'm fucking on it, man. You want me to put it on a bun? You guys still making bell beefers? Because I'll put that shit on a fucking bun, and it's like a soft, runny hamburger, but bam, I made it. You know why? Because I'm good at meat. That's my thing. And then another dude is like, seriously, bro? I'm cheese. I'm fucking cheese, bro. You know what I'm talking about? Like, I bring the cheese. Holy shit, we're a fucking team. We're a team, man. What do we win? About $6.28 an hour. That's like the victory. That's our world championship. Every day, $6.28 an hour. Hope I cheered anybody up who works at Taco Bell. That was my goal here, to really, really bring it. I think that's it. I think that's dollop number two. We're pretty close to the half hour mark. I came in expecting to talk about the Pope, and then I wandered into, I don't know, what was that? Does anybody know? I mean, look, sometimes it's going to get all fucking weird at the end. It's not always going to be a straight streamline, all Pope or all whatever. Like, I'm going to come in with a subject on my head, on top of it, literally. I put it on top in a box, and then I take it out, and it's on a piece of paper, and it says Pope. And then there's a second piece of paper, and it says Go. And that's just how I do the dollop. So I need a theme song. probably should get some art. There probably won't be art for this one, but I'll probably... I need some art. Fuck. I mean, I don't know what to tell you guys. This is so far total disarray and not very professional. I should have a theme song. I should have art. I should have a security team. So I'm going to start washing feet pretty soon. That's it. Thanks for listening to The Dollop.